afternoon. Today is Friday, August 22nd, 237th day of the new year. Have you bet the horses yet?
Okay. Not yet.
Yeah. Joining us this afternoon is the president at St. Bernard's, Dave Sharp. Hey, guy.
Hey, good afternoon.
You're wearing your normal attire. It must be getting close to normal season, huh? Well,
if you've heard, school's starting soon.
Yeah, I've kind of picked up on that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so have I. So has my attire. So
yeah, okay. Oh, good. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about some of the things that have happened during the summertime. The staff at St. Bernard's had a retreat, so we'll talk a little bit about who stepped backwards as well. We got enrollment pictures, all kinds of new stuff. New year, new attitude. Well, same attitude. Yeah, that big smile when we come back.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp. But before we do, hey, you want good versus evil?
Yes.
Okay. Helen Keller, 1927. We cannot freely and wisely choose the right way for ourselves unless we know both good and evil.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of that could be like the motto of a class.
That'd be a good one. Helen Keller, I think, knows what she's talking about.
She did. She hasn't said a lot of new things lately. Oh, boy. So you guys had a staff retreat, which is kind of an interesting concept for folks who haven't gone on a retreat. Mm-hmm. What's the goal of this thing? Is it a kumbaya, mm-hmm. just a chance to kind of, you know, have a company party kind of thing? Or is it an instructional event? Mm-hmm. What are these things?
Really, two things: to build our collective knowledge of learning and teaching, and then, you know, second, to promote relationships and partnerships within the school community. And it's light on sit and listen.
You
and
had
take
to sell
notes.
This to them, didn't you?
They know the drill.
Build the da 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 in the community. You're sounding political, man.
Oh goodness,
we're not even in the political window yet, and you're kind of yeah.
All right.
Get them talking to each other?
Get them talking to each
Thank
other.
Thank you.
Yeah. And smiling and laughing. And, you know, we definitely accomplished that. So it's really, you know, how do you want in any organization, you know, especially for school, which has like a start date, so to say, how do you want to start the year? I mean, do you want to sit down and throw a bunch of paper at them and, you know, new techniques and strategies and everything and maybe bog them down? Or do you want to start on a positive note and kind of look at who we are, where we're going, and there's always going to be new faces. So introduce the new faces to those that have been around and just make it a positive moment going forward.
So what'd the fresh meat think about the event?
They showed up today. We had it yesterday. They showed back up today, so they must have liked it.
All right. any new class offerings this year or types of classes?
You know, we are looking at utilizing College of the Redwoods and their online program that is really ramped up. So, for instance, we've got, like most high schools, seniors who don't have they don't take a full schedule. So they got a period or two that are free. So we can fit in, you know, 45 minutes every day, those seniors taking an online class at CR. Whether that's something that's just a class that interests them or a class, you know, they want to get college credit for, they could do that while at St. Bernard's. We'll dedicate a teacher to kind of supervise, help answer questions or find out where they can get some questions answered.
I know there in the past has been an emphasis to do certain types of learning experiences in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case A lot of times I think we call them field trips. To get out to do things, you know, just as you were talking about with the retreat, but to get the kids or their class, push them out and get them into some kind of a unique surrounding, and kind of let those things develop. Is there still an emphasis on field trips?
Absolutely. In fact, we've introduced a new class last year called Field Biology. So you incorporate biology in this great area where you can learn a lot by just being outside and experiencing our environment.
The tide pools and that kind of stuff?
Tide pools, marshes. We also did a project where we were counting salamanders for the forestry department to do their salamander count and, you know, to see, you know, where they are. So we had kids mountain bikes out there in Headwaters Forest counting salamanders for a project that was helping, you know, some local agencies. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great thing to be able to do, to say, you know, I had to bring my bike to school because we're going out to Headwaters to go count some salamanders.
Does it work for target practice?
What? The salamanders?
When you're looking at that kind of experience, do you guys have to check off on it? Or is that something the teacher kind of coordinates with, and the whole concept here is to get kids out of the classroom into a learning situation?
Well, field biology is all based on getting out in the field. And so if there's a unique opportunity like that where the teacher comes and says, hey, we've got this great opportunity, oh, yeah, we'll check off on it and send them on their way. And even, you know, maybe go with them, bring our mountain bikes and get a little dirty.
Yeah. That'll put the old damper on it all, huh? Is there more emphasis on that kind of learning experience to get out? I'm thinking like history. You know, if you had the California history. Okay, well, there's enough stuff, whether it's Humboldt State with the Humboldt County Room or the County Library or visiting Fort Humboldt or Clark Museum, all these different opportunities that are out there. Is that kind of a little bit of a push that's going on right now?
Yeah, definitely. At least, you know, for the new teachers that we bring in, we'll get at least one every year that'll say, you know, what's your policy on field trips? And we're like, we like it. Go promote it. Get out there and experience it firsthand for the students. So definitely pushing teachers and students to get out there in the community and, you know, utilize those partnerships that they have to provide a great experience for the students.
It kind of seems, I don't know, when you were going through elementary school, if there were a lot of field trips. I was early enough where there was enough. We would probably go 2-3 times a month. Different classes going to different places. It seems like with all the budget constraints and whatnot that those have kind of dissipated over the years. It's kind of cool to hear that they're coming back.
Well, we're pretty fortunate. We've got a lot of parents that volunteer to drive. So we don't have a school bus that we have to, you know, pay for the driver and the gas to get there. It's, hey, parents, chip in. Let's go. And it works.
Let's go have some fun, grab lunch along the way.
Yeah, get a little dirty.
Yeah, that would have been my kind of class. KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Dave Sharp.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp. Dave, some of the different challenges I would think with St. Bernard's is the facilities of it. You know, it's part of the school, but the needs of the school change so dramatically from this period to that period. When you look at the physicalness of St. Bernard's today, you feel comfortable with it?
No, to be honest, you know, the way that we look at it, the way that I look at it is, how do we get the physical appearance to match the qualities in the inner core that our teachers and our students represent? So how do we outwardly show, you know, the quality and the experience that a student gets at St. Bernard's? So first impressions are very important.
Typically, you'd say things like new paint.
Well, you can
make sure the bleachers are all done right, kind of stuff.
Some low-hanging fruit. So that, let's say you walk into St. Bernard's for the first time and you're interested in going there, you know, what is the impression that you're getting? And so it can be small things like, you know, brighter paint, different floor covering.
The gutters, sidewalk.
Yeah,
all
sure,
cleaned up.
Sure.
You know, no weeds, that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. So there's that level stuff, but there's also some bigger things, you know, looking inside the classrooms, physical appearance on the outside, introducing some color that we're looking at, and some major projects that involve, you know, a little bit of time to complete them. So we've been going through a master plan process to look at the campus with that idea of, okay, what impression are we giving on the outside? We know who we are and the quality that we can deliver on the inside, but how can we sell that if, you know, they walk into the building and they're not getting that warm, fuzzy feeling?
The alumni in some schools are very strong, mm-hmm. very influential. Others, not so much so.
Sure.
Are most of St. Bernard's alumni traditional to what the school was when they went through? Or do they tend to want to make it more better?
Mm-hmm. It would be easy to call them traditional because what they had back then is some of what we have now in terms of kind of physical appearance and that. But I think that they certainly see the need that, you know, times are changing a bit, and it's nice to have that character and, that feeling. But, you know, there's some technology and some improvements that really need to happen, not just to keep up with other schools, but to keep up with some of the trends on how kids are learning. So, to have a huge library with tons of books and tons of computers, you know, today it's a little different. It's in a little smaller, intimate space. Bring your own device. There's wireless. Get comfortable. You know, get to work. Put on your headphones. It's a little bit different environment. So, as we've looked at funding for this, grants, things of that nature, the grants are a bit difficult for a school like us in an area like ours because a lot of the foundations are pretty specific to where they will give.
Oh, they're geographically centered?
Geographically centered, especially over the last 5 years as things have gotten tighter in the economy, they've narrowed their scope a bit. So we are looking at the alumni to help fund a big portion of these projects.
I never thought the grants would be for this area or that area. But does Humboldt Area Foundation provide, or McLean Foundation?
McLean, Humboldt Area Foundation, Humboldt sponsors, yeah. No, they're definitely good and support the school and this area. But, you know, we've applied it for grants down in the Bay Area. Good applications. And, you know, we get the first letter back that just says, I'm sorry, we don't give to your area. Well,
north of Santa Rosa, don't exist.
Right, pretty much. So, but, you know, we do have a good alumni network that loves the school, wants to be a part of it again, and help contribute to the success of today's students and future students.
So what's number one? What do you want? The big fancy computer lab? Counseling office that's, state-of-the-art? What is... Mm-hmm. A painted auditorium ceiling? What is it that might be there that you're looking for is number one?
You threw that in. I'll throw this in. It's actually happening this year.
yeah. Heard that one for the last six.
Well, I picked out the color, so at least that's a start.
Ooh. Spitwad gray? This is for the ceiling of the auditorium.
Maybe pea soup green, something like that.
Oh, I see. So
okay, no.
Staying in the same color range,
We digress.
So what's number one? What's getting your attention?
So we're talking about this huge, big idea of just improving the school. We've actually started it with one of our classrooms. Go in the classroom, gut it out, new floor, new paint, new windows, new cabinets, new technology, new whiteboards. So with the goal of making that into a state-of-the-art classroom with technology and just an incredible space. And so imagine an apartment.
So what classes are taught in that classroom?
English.
Freshman English?
High school English, yeah.
Oh.
Starting with a freshman, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. To use an analogy, imagine like an apartment complex. You're interested in renting an apartment at a large complex. So you go in and, you know, you want to look inside and see, but, you know, there's people in there, they're living there. So they got your model apartment. That's kind of what we're trying to achieve with this, is having, you know, not just a great new space for the students, but this classroom that we can bring in Brian Papstein and his checkbook and say, hey, look at this great place. Let's go do this and create, I don't know.
Another one.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like a radio station or something.
Nah.
That you could teach.
Oh.
No, okay.
For free. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp. What's the enrollment picture look like this year at St. Bernard's?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really excited about our freshman class coming in. We've got, what we consider a large class of 40 students coming into our ninth grade. It's a good sign for us. We had a large class last year of 38 that are now sophomores, and we've attracted a lot of new students for our freshman class. So last year, our eighth grade class, our own eighth grade class, there was 20 students. And so now we've kind of doubled that going into the ninth grade year. I know that, you know, there's definitely athletics play a big part of that, of attracting students in the high school. We're getting ready for a football jamboree here today down in Ferndale for the Little Four teams plus McKinleyville. So you know, there's definitely opportunities for students coming into St. Bernard's, into the high school that are pretty special right now.
The foundation, I think, of a lot of schools is in the elementary mm-hmm. levels. How's that been for you?
You know, we love to track our students that kind of start with us in kindergarten and then graduate. You know, we had three great students that accomplished that last year that started with us and finished with us. And what's nice to track also is, you know, where are these students going to universities in relation to, you know, those that join us later, and where is their GPA? What are their SAT scores? And by and large, you know, those students, not just last year, the three, but history shows that those students that start in kindergarten at St. Bernard's are the ones that are top of their class and getting into some good universities. So it's definitely a good foundation and a good core starting early at a school, especially actually preschool through 12th grade school like ours, because there's that continuity that you go through the system with.
The elementary school building itself, mm-hmm. What are the plans for that? I mean, it looks like some of it's being used, some of it isn't. It's served many purposes over the years. What's the current plans for that facility?
Right. As we look to increase enrollment and kind of follow what we've been doing with the freshman class, you know, getting the numbers expanded there, the idea is, you know, throughout our school to increase the numbers. So as elementary enrollment grows, we can grow back into that building across the street. Currently, right now, our preschool operates over there, which it's a great space for them. Big classrooms, big playground, but we also we're actually going to offer more of our classrooms to the parishes for CCD. So in the past, when they've used three classrooms, it's now going to be six. It sounds like maybe Sacred Heart and St. Bernard's, those kids will be joining together as one for CCD. So the parishes are getting some use out of it, but so is our preschool. But it is nice having that facility right across the street that, as we grow, we can grow into.
I thought that there was some discussion a couple of years ago about C Street in the city either closing it or deeding it over. I'm not sure what the legal discussion mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. so that the campus wouldn't be cut in half. Did that get any progress, or is that kind of still still sitting out there.
It's still sitting out there, but we look at it as a possibility if we want to kind of unify the campus, if that's a direction that we're looking at going. We have analyzed that pretty heavily, and what we found is that and anybody listening or anybody that knows St. Bernard's that travels down Henderson Street, how many could say, okay, where's the front door of St. Bernard's? You know, we're kind of backwards. Our front door is on Dollison Street, which is a, very lightly traveled street. So as we look at C Street and we look at how do I get into St. Bernard's, especially for an interested student, utilizing C Street so that students can and families, can enter in through an entry that we have there on C Street.
It's got to be kind of interesting looking at the facility, though, and having two or three different front doors depending on what the reference point is.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, parking on a residential street like that, even for a small school like us, it presents some difficulties. I'm going into my fifth year. I can't believe how few complaints I get from our neighbors. It's great that they definitely have been supportive of, living right next door to a school. But so close C Street, maybe not right now as we look at, okay, what's the best way to get into St. Bernard's?
The door?
The door. Where is the door?
As compared to the window? KINS, News and Information Times 341. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
All job. Right. You get an A. We'll be back with more from Dave Sharp.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:44, final segment of the week. This afternoon, we're spending it with Dave Sharp. How's the international program? We hear an awful lot throughout the year about the international kids. What does this year look like there?
Yeah, our international program remains strong. We're very excited about the fact that we've been opening it up to other parts of the world. Last year, for the first time in maybe a long time or even ever, we had a student from Italy, student from Germany, and this year we're excited about bringing in a Brazilian student. So as China...
Now, how many speak Portuguese at St. Bernard's?
A couple. Oh, I'm sure somebody does. Actually, it's kind of a funny story. Our residence director, his wife speaks Portuguese, so they'll
be
picking her up at the airport.
Oh, okay, yeah, so cool.
Touche. Yeah.
Cool.
But, China has been our main source of international students, and it's been a great partnership that, we love having students from all over the globe, not just, one part of Asia. So it's good to have a little bit different, perspective from different parts of the world. So we're definitely looking forward to the South American experience and, welcoming a new Brazilian student.
So as you integrate the international communities represented mm-hmm. with the locals, mm-hmm. how do you make it the best of both?
Trying to find what things that they enjoy in common, okay? For a lot of domestic students...
Video games.
Well, yes, there is that. Okay. Video games and food. Check. Yeah. For our domestic students, it's easy. If I'm coming into St. Bernard's as a freshman from Lolita, if I play sports, there's other students from Eureka and everywhere else that we share that common joy of playing sports together. But a lot of our international students don't grow up with that kind of sports mentality. So, what common areas can we find that they'll both enjoy? Well, being outside is one. So there's some great places here that, our students can enjoy together. For instance, we took a group of our international students down to the fair down in Ferndale to get that experience. And
what was their response to that?
They're not back yet. So
that was today.
That was today. That's happening right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, we love going to Fern Canyon, and you mentioned video games because it is kind of a culture, not well, really, kids in general, of staying inside and playing video games. So we really push out into the community, into grassy areas and sand and just water and to get them that experience so that they can, you know, like you're saying, experience those things that, you know, you would never think about. You know, there's places here in Humboldt that, you know, I've lived here my whole life that, you know, I've never been to.
Well, lead a field trip.
Maybe I should go out with our dorm students.
Jeez. School starts Monday, Tuesday?
School starts on Wednesday for us on the 27th. Okay. Yeah. Gives us a chance to kind of a shorter week before Labor Day weekend. Just the timing of it made sense for us to have Monday and Tuesday as days to prep and then, you know, get going on Wednesday and then full speed after Labor Day.
Any thoughts to the tablets and having those as a primary learning instrument in the classrooms?
Yeah, definitely. And it's somewhat evolved into this bring your own device idea where a lot of students already have this technology. And so first look at our infrastructure to make sure that we can, you know, deliver wireless service throughout the campus so that when they do bring it in, you know, to a nice library setting, you know, they can connect, they can get the programs and applications that they need.
I saw a presentation. It was a local gal who was an exchange student, mm-hmm. came back, and part of the thing that they have to do, at least in the Rotary program, is they have to present in front of the club. Mm-hmm. And she had been to Sweden. Mm-hmm. And she said that the students are encouraged to bring mm-hmm. cell phones, mm-hmm. computers, tablets, et cetera, into the classroom and mm-hmm. use them in mm-hmm. the classroom.
Yeah.
Is that something that could be easily incorporated?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have that technology with them in their pocket, their back pocket, or their backpack, you know, all the time. So, okay, it's time to, you know, read some James Joyce, pull out your tablet, find it on iBooks, and, you know, here we go. We're ready to go.
Joyce who?
Huh?
Yeah. Where's the sandbox? I'm looking for the sand.
Where's field biology? I want to get outside.
Oh, geez. The involvement with the priests. Yeah. I know that there's been a pretty significant shakeup between mm-hmm. the parishes in Eureka. Mm-hmm. Has that opened an opportunity for the school?
Absolutely. So, recent memory, let's say 20 years. This year, we're going to have a greater presence from our local priest than we have in at least 20 years. So Father Tom, Father David, Father Greg, the idea that we've come up with is kind of adopt a grade. So for instance, Father Tom is going to lead some religious education classes in, you know, first and second and third and seventh, eighth and ninth, whatever it breaks down to. But they'll each have, you know, three or four different grades that they'll step into, deliver some lessons. And then we also kind of match them with what, you know, their particular interests are. So, you know, church history, you know, Father Greg loves it. So he'll be teaching that. So it's a great partnership. Father Tom has just done a great job wanting to get involved in the school. So we're happy.
Thanks for coming by.
And thanks for having me.
Have fun next Wednesday. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hook somebody else. See you tomorrow morning.